Behind the green doors of this gray building, in a basement that once served as a holding pen for imprisoned human beings, a new museum has opened housing artifacts from the dark days of America's slave trade.
Domestic slave trading is not a story that you're going to find a whole lot about in the history books. And Alexandria was a main site for slave trading.
Laverne Chatman is a guiding force behind the establishment of this new facility called the Freedom House Museum. Located just outside Washington, D.C. in Alexandria, Virginia, the building that houses these artifacts was once home to the nation's largest slave trading business.
This is where it happened, right here in this building.
Slaves held here were usually in transit from the northern part of the U.S., where the slave economy was giving way to industrialization. From here, they were sold and shipped off to the South, where cotton farming was fueling a growing demand for slave labor.
And the quota was to pick 200 pounds a day. If you didn't pick 200 pounds, you got whipped. I think of all the things that slavery, the atrocities of slavery, bondage, the backbreaking work, but I think the breaking up of families was the most horrific of all. And then buying women to just breed more slaves. I mean, they were commodities.
Many who visit here arrive unaware that slave trading took place right here in Alexandria.
Very eye-opening. I'm actually biracial. My father's African-American, so his whole family went through this entire process. So it's really hitting home in some respects, but really eye-opening in many others.
Another eye-opener, this building is also home to the Northern Virginia Urban League, a community empowerment organization. Laverne Chatman is president and CEO.
It's ironic that the Urban League lives in a building where the foundation was on slavery.
Even more ironic, perhaps, that it is now known as the Freedom House. For producer George Dwyer, Jim Bertel, VOA News.